Chapter 17. Encyclical. Exactly 4 centuries ago, in the year 1632, my predecessor, Pope Urban VIII, made an appalling blunder. He allowed his friend Galileo to be condemned for teaching what we now know to be a fundamental truth, that the earth goes around the sun. Though the Church apologized to Galileo in 1992, that dreadful mistake gave a blow to its moral standing from which it never fully recovered. Now, alas, the time has come to admit an even more tragic error. Through its stubborn opposition to family planning by artificial means, the Church has wrecked billions of lives, and ironically been largely responsible for promoting the sin of abortion among those too poor to support the children they were forced to bring into the world. This policy has brought our species to the verge of ruin. Gross overpopulation has stripped planet Earth of its resources and polluted the entire global environment. By the end of the 20th century, everyone realized that, yet nothing was done. Oh, there were conferences and resolutions without number, but little effective action. Now, a long-hoped-for and long-feared scientific breakthrough threatens to turn a crisis into a catastrophe. Though the whole world applauded when Professors Salmon and Bernstein received the Nobel Prize for Medicine last December, how many have stopped to consider the social impact of their work? At my request, the Pontifical Academy of Science has just done so. Its conclusions are unanimous and inescapable. The discovery of superoxide enzymes that can retard the aging process by protecting the body's DNA has been called a triumph as great as the breaking of the genetic code. Now it appears the span of healthy and active human life can be extended by at least 50 years, perhaps much more. We are also told that the treatment will be relatively inexpensive, so whether we like it or not, the future will be a world full of vigorous centenarians. My academy informs me that the SOE treatment will also lengthen the period of human fertility by as much as 30 years. The implications of this are shattering, especially in view of past dismal failures to limit births by appeals for abstinence and the use of so-called natural methods. For several weeks now, the experts of the World Health Organization have been networking all its members. The goal is to establish the often discussed but never achieved, except in times of war and plague, zero population growth as quickly and humanely as possible. Even that may not be sufficient. We may need negative population growth. For the next few generations, the one-child family may have to be the norm. The Church is wise enough not to fight against the inevitable, especially in this radically changed situation. I will shortly be issuing an encyclical that will contain guidance on these matters. It has been drawn up, I might add, after full consultation with my colleagues the Dalai Lama, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Chief Rabbi, Imam Mahamud, and the Prophet Fatima Magdalene. They are in complete agreement with me. Many of you I know will find it hard, even agonizing, to accept that practices the Church once stigmatized as sins must now become duties. On one fundamental point, however, there has been no change in doctrine. Once a fetus is viable, its life is sacred. Abortion remains a crime and will always be so. But now there is no longer any excuse or any need for it. My blessings to you all on whatever world you may be listening. John Paul XXV, Easter 2032. Earth, Moon, Mars News Network.
This ends Disc 2.